moderately priced housing unit project. That the motion was that since county council is responsible for approving whether a project qualifies as a moderately priced housing unit development, it was requested that council clarify its decision on this project, since there seems to be some question whether it qualifies, because this is the first project of this kind under this new ordinance. The reason being is that the cluster ordinance makes reference to developing areas being town centers, development districts, and environmentally sensitive. The issue was that the site is not specifically or exactly located within either of the three environmentally sensitive development district or town center. The town is just, or the site is just across the road from where the county comprehensive plan map shows the boundaries of the development district around the town of Georgetown. And that was the main reason for coming back to council. I would note that I've seen a new comprehensive plan map proposed for the future annexation of Georgetown that's in a draft proposal, and it does include this
it does.
Area.
It does?
It does.
But it...
In the town, there was, we did receive a letter today, actually, from Fuqua and Uri, who were represent the applicant, and they make reference to that exact same thing. It's that the town of Georgetown had previously expressed interest in the proposed, in the possible annexation of the property and providing water and sewer service to the site. Although not currently in the town's annexation area, the site is designated for growth of the future annexation area in the town's draft revision of their comprehensive plan map. And seeing that, and if the council receptive to make clarification for in response to the commission, we have prepared a draft or a motion. The majority said it was in a moderately priced, acceptable for moderately priced housing some many months ago. Actually, the council's action was taken on April 25th of 06. And if that's acceptable, be it moved that the Planning and Zoning Commission has asked for clarification as to whether subdivision number 2005-94 is situated upon qualifying land as a moderately priced housing unit project under Chapter 72 of the Sussex County Code, and that upon further consideration, the location of the project is in an area destined to become a development area under either the Town of Georgetown's comprehensive plan or the county's comprehensive plan as a result of this location next to Route 113 and other uses, and the county desires to promote moderately priced housing for its citizens. Therefore, Sussex County Council confirms that subdivision number 2005-94 is a moderately priced housing unit project under Chapter 72 of the Sussex County Code.
So moved.
Question.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Phillips, seconded by.
For what? I don't know. He's rushing here or something.
Ask for questions.
You read a motion? I didn't know you read a motion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I offered a motion.
He offered a motion.
Oh, I don't want a second yet.
Second for the purpose of discussion.
Right.
Why can't we discuss it before we have a motion?
Oh, I'll withdraw the motion then.
Thank you. Mr. Rogers, questions?
My question is, and I read Mr. Fuqua and Uri's letter here. Town has expressed interest, and the site has been used for commercial purposes, and the MHU was talked about April 25th here, and a motion passed for three units, or three projects. However, the one project that day apparently was done in error, because it's not in the town center, it's not in the development district, and I guess it could be construed as somewhat environmentally sensitive also. Is that correct, Mr. Lane?
As I stated earlier, it is not in the comprehensive plan or currently in the town's annexation area or town center development district. It's across the road.
Well, how can we do it until it gets included? I would
think. The county did it, as I stated, April 25th in 06. They already said it was acceptable. That's why the commission asked it to come back to council for consideration as whether or not it's still considered to be a moderately priced housing project that could be accepted under the...
And where is it getting, it says something about providing water and sewer. Who is there water and sewer being provided to the site?
The intent of the applicants at present through the application before the commission is to have on-site sewer and water.
But the day that we had our debate, I guess on the 25th, or Mr. LeGates was here, we were unaware that his presentation that was not in a development district at the time, correct? Or in a town center?
I wasn't here.
I think that was discussed, wasn't it, Mr. LeGates? I think it was, and it was also discussed by the committee.
So it doesn't meet the ordinance is basically what you're saying?
Well,
that's my question. That's what I'm saying.
Jim, Mr. Cole brought it up that day. I did have level four. County doesn't have level four. The state does, but it's the same non-development district. Correct. The council, I was told to give a report. That's how the RFP's read, and Mr. Stickle said you give the report as it is. I stated the number of units, where the location was. We had a big debate about the racetrack, Mr. Stickles, Mr. Cole, and that it was so close to the town center, and then it was motioned and approved.
All three of them are right.
Right, all three of them, yes. Right. But council has a right under two different line items. In my bottom line, I said the reason it came forward is because this project was already in the works and it was going to planning and zoning for 161 units. The intent of the program was to get moderate priced housing program. That was our goal. Right. So we would get 41 units. It does not supersede county's planning and zoning, my interpretation of the ordinance, or state plus. If they do not approve there, they won't be in the program. The council has a right to disqualify them any time anyway.
The 40-some units.
41.
Mm-hmm. 41 units. Was that a bonus that through this?
That would be a bonus, yes,
so if
to
they
make
don't,
200-some.
So they would lose that if they
yes.
go back to their...
Mm-hmm. Just to clarify, and I know you understand this has nothing to do with their 161 units that basically they were in 4 or 5 months or something. I think they got a month bonus at the most.
Got a what?
Month bonus.
A month?
See, bonus.
You mean they were expedited by
expedited
about a month,
review.
They didn't
yeah.
get additional density?
They would if this was approved, and it was approved that day.
Okay.
And in there, and I'll admit.
So the 161 includes the 41 additional units?
No, it'd be 205.
Oh, they'll go up to 205.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a density of, didn't you say, Lawrence, 1.1?
1.99.
At 205?
Yeah.
Still under the two-unit per acre, which was applicable at the time for clusters. I mean, I guess I'm looking at this as a way to get the additional units as moderately priced housing units. If we deny this, they simply come in and do this cluster subdivision without those moderately priced units. Is this on 113?
Yes.
And it's across from?
It's the racetrack.
Right on 113. It's the racetrack.
Yeah, we all know where it is, right?
The jail property is included in the...
Is it in compliance with our ordinance? It's not, is what you're saying.
Part of it is, part of it is, and part of it's not.
What part is not?
I mean, part of the land is in the one level, and part of the property is not in the modern. It could not be considered.
Is it, wait, Lawrence, is it all in or all out? What? Let me get a little from Lawrence.
The district around Georgetown is across the road. Doesn't include the site.
Now, it says here, Georgetown has previously expressed, and that's kind of vague and possible. You know, that word possible annexation. Is there anything in writing from the town of Georgetown?
It's in their draft land use plan. It hadn't been approved.
Hadn't been approved? And what is there?
It includes the site in their draft.
Chairman, if I can.
I'm not sure. This is not a public hearing.
I think the commission said that they would like this.
Can we let Mr. Fuqua speak?
I think he was requested to come here in case there were any questions. I realize it's not a public hearing.
I just don't want to be told you not allow him to speak.
Well, we're only addressing the issue of the MPHU, not the
Mr. Fuqua
application. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I represent the applicant. The
this application had been filed before the MPHU ordinance was ever approved, or I think even discussed. It came up during that period of time, that year or so, that the application was pending. When it was approved, basically the applicant wanted to participate in that and was attempting to add the, quote, bonus density, which was the MPHU units. Now, as I understand it, and as you know, none of these have occurred yet, because, in fact, this is one of the first ones, but as I understand it, the MPHU units, from the developer's point of view, are not really profit-generating. They're really for the benefit of the moderately priced people that are going to qualify to use them. You know, if this didn't have the MPHUs, it would just be the 161 units that would be the permitted density. Come back to your question, Mr. Cole. I do have the map from Georgetown. This is, and again, this is proposed. It hasn't been approved yet. Mm-hmm. But this is the map, which I'll just submit, that Georgetown is proposing to amend their comprehensive plan. It does bring the site within their annexation area. Under the existing ordinance, it's not in their annexation area. Under the state strategies map, it's partially in a level 4 area and partially in a level 3 area. And you all know where it's located, so I won't go into all that. I certainly feel it's on a major road. It's just south of Georgetown. It's in close proximity to an area where there's a lot of jobs that would be the types of jobs people would have, who would be people who would qualify under this program. And again, as you know, this was a new ordinance, so obviously there's going to be some learning curve with it. There are provisions in that ordinance that authorize the council to modify the zoning ordinances and basically the zoning and subdivision regulations to meet the objectives of the ordinance. And also Section 7214 says that the MPHU ordinance is a living document that will be modified as needed to respond to economic, housing, development, and land use and other county trends. And really the point I'm trying to make is the purpose of you passing that ordinance was to create moderately priced housing. That was the goal. And really, that's all we're trying to do, is to contribute to that by creating moderately priced housing with this proposed development. The development of the land is going to go forward with or without it. It's just going to be whether a question of the MPHU units being part of it. So I think it's consistent with what the council wanted to do, and I think there's authority in the ordinance for the council to approve it. And as I said, we were at the zoning hearing, and actually I wasn't involved back when with the MPHU portion of it. And what I had was that the council had already approved it, and we had a letter from the county office indicating that it was in.
The only question is, Jim, if it's not in compliance with our ordinance, we can sit here and just ignore our ordinances, or what can we do? Are we permitted to override the ordinance with just a vote here?
Sounds like it from what you read.
Well, now that's him saying. I'm asking Jim, this Jim over here at the end, that Jim. Jim, could you chime in? Can we override a county ordinance by sitting here and just listening to this and say, well, we'll change our minds now?
I'm just looking at the ordinance 1821, which is the ordinance under which you adopted the MPHU program. It says qualifying land would be all land in a town center, developing area, or an environmentally sensitive developing area and zone for any type of residential development to which a density provision applies. So those are the criteria, town center developing area or ESDA. Well, I suppose that's why the commission threw it back to us.
Does this or does not meet?
Yeah, does
those?
It? I mean, you've read it. You know it. It's not in one, obviously, or it wouldn't be here. Now, can we sit here and just ignore our county ordinance, or do we have to do something over and above just a vote like this?
With respect to that, those two lines that he read seems to give us the authority to do just that.
Which two lines that Mr. Lank read?
No,
Mr. Fuqua.
Can you read those again, Mr. Fuqua?
What page of the ordinance is that on?
That was toward the end.
In my letter, I'm referring to Section 727C. And 7214, which I think is listed as 7414 in the ordinance.
Yeah, it says council is authorized to modify the provisions of the county zoning ordinance and county planning and zoning regulations and process as needed to achieve the density incentives and specific design elements, minimum lot sizes, setbacks, building heights, parking requirements of approved MPHU projects.
I don't think that means that, but
I think it might be a situation. I mean, I really hadn't gotten into this, but I just saw it on the agenda, but it might be something, if you're not comfortable with it, we...
Well, what are you comfortable? You're the guy we pay the big bucks to give us advice. Now, are you something you would like to look at, or do you think you're comfortable with us to make it a decision tonight?
Well, you're being asked to... I think the added fact that you've heard tonight is that it's in the town of Georgetown's...
Proposed. It's in a draft.
Draft, but that hasn't been adopted yet?
I think the bottom line is planning is only picked up on something that to a flag up to them, and I think on maybe April 25th we may have made a mistake in including that in the three of them.
Well, part of it is legal.
It doesn't mean we're against it. I'm just concerned about can we do this, Jim? And it doesn't seem like it's in compliance with the ordinance.
At the present time, it's not in the town center. It's not in the development district.
Nowhere, yeah.
It's proposed, that's all. So we may have made a mistake on the 25th of last year.
But again, we just heard two sections that give
Let me read the other section.
Yeah,
let's listen to our attorney. See what his concerns are.
Let Mr. Fuquay finish,
please. I think he's making something up here.
And again, if you're not prepared to vote on it tonight, Mr. Griffin can have an opportunity to review it. But the ordinance, this is the county's ordinance. I didn't make this up. The ordinance says, and again, this is in section 7214. It says the council views this ordinance as a living document that will be modified as needed to respond to economic, housing, development, land use, and other trends in the county, and to best practices in MPHU programs. Now, you know, whether you view that as language that you can accept this or not, you know, that's your decision to make. I think there's language there. The other option is, if you're not comfortable with it, we could propose an amendment to this ordinance that would give the council specific authority to modify things.
I don't know. I think that you've got to read it in its entirety, and when you read it in its entirety, I don't know if it comes out the same way.
May I ask Mr. Fuquay a question? Was one of the criteria in the qualifying land, did it have to be land that was served by public sewer and public water, or do you? Because I think that was one of the criteria.
It was. And under the Russ Archer and the engineers, if it's approved by the Public Service Commission, they can be public, private, water, and sewer, and that other subdivisions get approved all the time.
Is this particular subdivision planning to have a public?
It's going to have a central sewer.
Yes.
Central, operated by?
Operated by public.
But here's the problem, gentlemen. If it's in a proposed area now, if this gets approved and it gets its own private water treatment system, the town has no reason to annex it because the town annexes areas to give them the services to get them, you know, to get the revenue from the services they're providing. That's why people want to be annexed in. So once they put in the water and sewer, they don't need to be in the town. A town doesn't need them because there's no way to generate the revenue. And here would be a private entity operating within their, you know,
and Mr. Cole, what you're going to end up with?
I got a little question.
You're going to end up with 161 unit development with no moderately priced housing. That's what you're going to end up with. What does that solve?
I don't know. That's not the question. No, I'm just don't know. It's you're not in compliance with the ordinance, in my opinion.
And I'm wondering
what Jim's opinion is.
And let me just add one other thing. There is a letter in here from the county engineer's office saying they have no objection to the proposal. And again, the ordinance can be modified to clarify the issue if that's the concern. But I really think it's in the best interest of the county that the MPHU aspect of it go
forward.
That's
not the question. The question is, is it in compliance with the ordinance?
Council probably shouldn't have been told that it met the goals of the program when it didn't, but that's here or there. A commission saw that it didn't and sent it back and said, do you really want to do this?
So that's approximately.
How can we break our own ordinances?
My question would, I would certainly like Mr. Griffith to look at it and give us your opinion other than just looking at it a few minutes and saying.
You might need to come with some sort of an amendment to the ordinance if you wanted to include this particular subdivision.
But that the
well,
the point is that P&Z's ask us today, is it in or is it out? We bent the fender on the car, and now we're trying to fix it with an amendment.
No,
right
we're
now,
just saying
right now, don't meet.
Well, it sounds to me like then the consensus is what Jim has just said, it's not in compliance. We need to amend our ordinance. So that means somebody has to introduce an amendment, has to go to the public hearing process and go through that. So that's if that's the process we take.
But I think we're all for the MPHUs. Well, but the question here is this one in or is it out? It's out.
Well, I think we need to do a little more due diligence in the future on these, on being told whether or not they're in or out. You know, meet the requirements.
No
or
question.
Don't.
In a lot of areas.
One at a time, please.
Mr. Phillips. I don't fault this process. I mean, this was the first one. If this is the only problem that we run into, it's been a home run.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, well, there were like three applicants, I think.
That's correct.
And this was the only applicant from the Georgetown area.
Right.
That was the only one that fell out.
I mean, the need for moderate-priced housing in that area supersedes this little issue, in my opinion.
We'll introduce an amendment to it, to the ordinance, and we'll see if we can get it in.
Well, it's either, I guess your choices are to sort of look the other way, find a way to shoehorn it in, or somewhere else.
Mr. Lank read a motion again. I think it's significant enough to have these units involved in this development that's going to go forward anyway to make the motion.
Can I just add, I don't think shoehorn's the right word, but the ordinance.
It sounded pretty good, didn't it?
I didn't like it either, Jim, but I mean,
that's exactly what it is.
Let's use a nicer word than that, but again, I don't want to overlook the fact that the ordinance says that the council can modify this ordinance to accomplish the goals of this plan. Now, it depends on what you want to do. If you want to do it, you can do it. If you don't feel that's sufficient,
by modify, they might need to consider an amendment to it.
I don't know. You'd have to interpret what that means, but that's the ordinance recognized that.
Huh? I'm not. I'm sure it's a good project, a worthwhile project.
I don't think it'll make it.
There can't be, gentlemen, five different interpretations of what this reads. There's one interpretation, and I think Jim ought to look at this, study it, and interpret it, and give us an official one definition of what that means, modify.
I agree, Mr. Fuquay, what he said.
So we don't
does legally mean that we are not shoehorned in, as he said.
Well, it says.
It says that we can sit here and say, yes, it's close enough that it can happen, or no, it doesn't meet the ordinance, then we all walk away.
If you were going to amend the ordinance, I assume what you would say is to qualify, you'd have to be in a environmentally sensitive zone or some growth zone, and you'd add another category, or circumstances that the council deems appropriate for location of MPHU. That would probably be the amendment you'd put in here, and it would be at your discretion. Using the modified portion is no different than using your discretion. But again, it's your decision to make.
You could define town center as being within a town's identified growth zone,
No, they're defined on these land use plans, town center.
I realize they are on the
they
county
are.
Plan.
They're under the growth zone.
And it's our county plan. It's our county decision, so we've got to go by our rules. Please, it's not in, like Lynn says. It's not in.
What percentage of this, Mr. Fuquay, would you propose in level four?
It's probably 80-75% in level four. 70%, 75%. I saw the map, but I don't remember the exact amounts.
So it does have some level three?
Yeah.
Yeah, the
that's
northern
why
portion.
Said, that's why I said it's
the northern
half,
portion's
it,
in level
partly
three.
Partly in, partly out.
It doesn't meet our ordinance.
But with the 41
it just doesn't
MPHUs,
meet it.
Excuse me, your density is still 1.99.
With the
for the 41 in
no the density with the 40 MPHU
in
is bonus density. It's over and above what the zoning would permit.
Over two.
How many acres are we talking about?
62 something like that.
63, I believe I said.
Okay.
It's not here tonight.
I'm sorry. 81 acres total.
But back while we're here tonight, nothing against MPHU or the applicants or whatever. But Mr. Lank, all they're asking at P&Z is it in or is it out? Period. That's and the ordinance says it's out.
Question.
Huh?
Question.
That's their question. It's simple. It's not in.
And I don't think I've heard a consensus either way, Mr. Rogers.
Dale. Jim, is it in or out? Make a decision, please. Somebody.
He doesn't vote, Mr. Cole.
No, it doesn't matter. He gives us he gives us advice, please.
I'm not telling you what to do, but the ordinance says qualifying land, all land in a town center, developing area or environmentally sensitive developing area. Now, is it any of those, Mr. Lane?
No.
Thank you.
though it really isn't, doesn't really qualify, didn't really qualify.
But do the two lines that give us the authority modify?
But that's not the question tonight. They just ask us, is it in or is it out? It's out.
Have you gotten any direction now, Mr. Dukes? Mr. President, can we move on? We're just beating
Mr. Cole,
a dead horse here.
Let me tell you honestly, I think it's a 2-2, and I'm going to be the tiebreaker.
It's either in or out.
I like to decide myself, is it right or is it wrong?
How long will this take?
It won't take me long. I think I made my mind up.
Then move on. Let's do it. If you're going to give it to him and shoehorn it in, do it.
Let me see the
mic. Shoehorn it in.
I like that word.
You taught him a new word, Jim.
I like that word.
Mr. President, sorry. Can I have the floor, please?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Be it moved that Planning and Zoning Commission has asked for clarification as to whether subdivision is situated upon qualifying land as a moderately priced housing unit project under Chapter 72 of the Sussex County Code, and that upon further consideration, the location of the project is in an area destined to become a development area under either the Town of Georgetown's comprehensive plan or the county's comprehensive plan as a result of its location next to Route 113 and other uses, and the county desires to promote moderately priced housing for its citizens. Therefore, Sussex County Council confirms that subdivision 2005-94 is a moderately priced housing unit project under Chapter 72 of the Sussex County Code when considering provisions that gives the county council flexibility in designating these projects. That's the motion.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips.
I'll second.
Second of Mr. Jones. The motion just read by Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole.
Well, you know, ordinances mean something in this county, and it's just not because of people coming in and making a case and trying to stretch something. We've asked our director here, and the director has stated that it's not in compliance with our ordinance. The attorney just read it, and I heard him say that it appears that this does not meet the ordinance. So the question here today was, is it in compliance with the ordinance or it's not? It seems that it's not, and there's no way around it, and it would be a disservice to county government and the process to ignore our county ordinances when they're adopted. There's a way to fix it. You amend it. We take an oath to uphold the ordinances of this county, and I think, you know, you'd be in violation of your oath if you don't,
Time's up, Mr. Cole.
So
My vote would be no
to...
Thank you. Mr. Phillips.
The ordinance adopted by council clearly gives us flexibility in designating these projects. It's obvious based on testimony tonight that this project is going to provide a valuable service to the citizens of Sussex County by adding an additional 41 moderately priced units to a development that's going to occur anyway. I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Before us tonight is not the ordinance. It was a question from Planning and Zoning Commission asking if this application was in or out of the moderately priced housing district. I'm a proponent of the moderately priced housing district. We need affordable housing in this county, but this is simple as a stop sign. The law says you stop at a stop sign, you don't ease through it and keep riding. In this case, it's wrong to pass this. My vote would be no.
Mr. Jones.
I am certainly an opponent, and like I said, it's a toss-up between whose district, Vance or my district, but I think Vance is right. It is in my district, his district. But the question is, does it meet the ordinance? And I think after listening to Lawrence and listening to Jim and what the thing, some of the exceptions he says as far as what these exceptions should be, is I don't think our decision is whether it's in the district or not in the district. It says it has to be within these bound lines, and my vote is no.
He's good.
Well, I can vote either way I want to, Mr.
Surprise.
Cole.
Surprised me then.
My vote was going to be no because it does exceed what is allowable in the level four, and I totally support MPHUs, and I think this was a good location, but due to the exceeding the density of in level four, my vote would be no. Motion's denied.
Mr. President, it's obvious that that those two provisions did not give us the flexibility based on this vote, but it does give us the ability to modify the ordinance to allow a particular development to come into the program. Could we ask the county attorney to to look at possibly amending the ordinance that could give us
yes
a broader definition for
yes we can. Would you do that, Mr. Griffin?
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lateness of time, we appreciate that.
That's course you
know. Woo. It's gonna be a long night.
How you like me now?
A grant request.
The first one is